relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This man is truly unstoppable. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Happy Monday to you all. As we speak in Lancaster County, PA, the president is full of vim and vigor, giving one of his classic rally speeches with the Amish community standing behind him. It looks like I'm watching a scene from Witness, one of three events in the battleground state the president will be holding, including the second with the first lady tomorrow. Very excited. Where's Joe Biden? Where is sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden? We will be asking that question all through the day. Maybe getting your responses. What do you think he's doing in his basement? Give us a call on 833-33-GORKA. The best answers will win a prize. 833-334-6752. What is Beijing Biden doing in his basement? It's a big day for all Americans who love the Constitution and the rule of law. What did you say, Shad? 7:34? 7:34-ish Eastern Time will be when glorious ACB Amy Coney Barrett, the judge, will be voted on in terms of her nomination to the highest court in the land, which I think, I heard some reports, means she could start work tomorrow. She could be on the docket tomorrow. The third associate justice to be nominated and then confirmed. Why? We've got a reversal from Senator Murkowski. Says she will support Amy Coney Barrett's SCOTUS confirmation. Quote, this is from The Blaze. Love The Blaze. I have concluded that she is the sort of person we want on the Supreme Court. Yes, indeed, because she loves the foundational law of the Republic. The New York Post has done it. No surprise here, but it's nice to see it going against everybody else. Cancel culture, the fake news industrial complex. The New York Post has endorsed President Donald J. Trump for re-election. And we had a bit of a party yesterday. It was a great party. The movers and shakers in freedom-loving caucuses, political and otherwise, were with us last night. And one person said, something big is going to drop imminently when it comes to the Bidens. So stay tuned. I don't have the exact time, but I believe within the next 24 to 48 hours, something very big is going to drop concerning a man who has been in politics for 47 years and wants us to believe that in his 48th year, he's going to fix everything. A man who, by the way, thinks that George Bush is the president. We have that audio, don't we? Don't we have that audio? I think we do. Yes. Let's play. It's actually a video cut from his basement, of course. Joe Biden thinks we are back 20 years ago. Eric is back. Eric, play video cut four.
And the character of the country, in my view, is literally on the ballot. What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George is going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
George Trump gets reelected. Who's George Trump? Is there a George Trump out there? Is he running for president? I missed that. Oh, and this is the man who wants to be the commander-in-chief in control of the nuclear football that allows him to launch nuclear war against our enemies. A man who literally thinks we are back in the year 2000. George. Running against George. Another 4 years of George. That alone should disqualify that man because he is not compass mentis. He's hiding in his basement and the president is still... When did he start? He's still talking and watching the TV screens right now. It's so much fun to listen, but we have so many things to do. We have so many things to share with you. One of your favorites, Paul Kengor, will be with us. David Goldman will be talking to us momentarily from New York. And then the commissioner, big news about the wall. The commissioner of Customs and Border Protection will be with us in studio in our third hour today. You don't want to miss a moment. Please, we had an incredible week. What was it, 14,000 additional subscribers in just 48 hours on our YouTube channel? I think that must be a record for us. And Eric wasn't even here. Huh, how strange. We'll have to have words with that young man. But first he has to tone down his yellow jacket. He's coming to wake us all up with a very, very bright jacket. You will hear more about it later. But we are so happy to have him back. But really, we have broken records last week. If you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, why not? Do it right now. Look for my name, America First, Sebastian Gorka, on YouTube with our Twitter photograph, blue background. Hit the subscription button, hit the notifications bell twice, and be one of the America First Army members. Okay, let's talk about a story from Fox News. A senior White House official told Fox News on Sunday that the president is planning to remove Christopher Wray from his post as director of the FBI if the president defeats Democratic nominee Joe Biden next week. Wow, 8 days. Did you realize? 8 days to go. We'll be talking to Hogan Gidley, the national press spokesman for the Trump campaign, about what all the early 50 million Americans have already voted. If you look at the last election, the last presidential election, we had what? 125 million votes total. 125 million. And already 50 million have voted early. Is that good? Is it bad? We'll unpack with Hogan Gidley. But let's continue with this story. Additionally, the official denied reports that the president could remove CIA Director Gina Haspel. This is the most important question. If we do everything in our power to get Donald John Trump reelected in 8 days' time, that is our 25-meter target right now. We close with the enemy, and we win that election by getting at least three friends we know to the polling stations. Others who have not decided who to vote for, that you can't convince to vote for a man who has made America great again, and you physically organize it, get them to the polling stations, and if we win, and it's looking really good, then the number one question, whatever the issue is that really drives you, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the economy, border security, national security, illegal immigration, the culture of life, whatever it is, number one issue for a second Trump administration is getting the personnel piece right. Too many swamp dwellers were inside the building, inside the wire, for the first 4 years of this man's term. Those individuals subverted him. You know the names. You know who they are. That little short man. What is his name? Scaramucci. Yes. Anthony Scaramucci. Wouldn't it be fun to debate him? We should have a mock debate this week. How about this idea? Jeff, what do you think of this? Should we have a mock debate where I pretend to be the president and we should invite Tony Scaramucci to be Biden?
Absolutely.
Would that be fun? Do you think he'd do it?
Yes. You got to get him a pair of lifts like De Niro wore.
Oh, those so massive, look, like 6-inch lifts. He'd still be shorter than me, wouldn't he?
Probably.
Should we ask him?
I think it's a good idea.
All right, let's do that. Okay, let's reach out. Tony, I know you're listening because you love America, don't you? You pathetic little man. Let's have a debate. I'll be the boss. You can be the senile guy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with David Goldman.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome back, everybody. It is so good to be back in studio. 8 days to go. We can win it, guys. Together, we can win it. But across the United States, Christians are being punished for living according to their faith. However, thanks to the Alliance Defending Freedom, many of them have taken a stand and won significant victories. People like Washington State grandmother Baronel Stutman, whose flower shop was under attack because she stood strong in her beliefs. Or Denver area baker, you know Jack Phillips, who faced punishment by liberal government officials who wanted to force him to work in ways that went against his Christian faith. These are just two of the ADF's success stories, but as ADF Senior Counsel Matt Sharp tells us, they represent just the tip of the iceberg.
Alliance Defending Freedom gets over 500 calls every month asking for legal assistance. And the only way that we can respond to those, the only way we can continue to defend people like Baronel Stutzman or Colorado Baker Jack Phillips is through donations. Whether it's 50, 100, or 200, all of those go to enable us to take these cases and fight for our freedom of religion and our freedom of speech.
Alliance Defending Freedom defends their clients for free, but they need you. They need you, my dear listeners, to help them keep fighting. Right now, please support these brave men and women. Go to our website, sebgorka.com, and join me in supporting ADF. Just click on the banner at the top of the page. Your donation of $100 or whatever your best gift might be will help keep the Alliance Defending Freedom on guard, protecting all of our rights at the Supreme Court or just around the corner, right in your neighborhood. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. Click on the ADF banner or call their great team on 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. Okay, the president has just finished speaking in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. His one clear message was, this isn't just an important election. It is the most important election. I know somebody who has an opinion on that. He's a good friend of the program. He's the Spengler columnist for the Asia Times, also writes for our friends at PJ Media. Welcome back to America First, David P. Goldman.
Sebastian, it's a pleasure to be here. And by the way, happy birthday.
Most kind. I try to keep it secret. I only mentioned it about 12 times last week. But the cat's now fully out of the bag because Mr. Spengler has announced it in front of our millions of listeners and viewers. Thank you kindly, David. We will celebrate when you are back in the swamp in person. What is your? I have so much to discuss with you, but your reaction to the statement the president made today that this is the most important election ever. Put that into strategic perspective for us, please, David.
The United States is at a crossroad. In fact, the West is at a crossroads. For 5,000 years, the Chinese Empire has been what Napoleon called a sleeping giant. We have a misfortune to live in the decade where it woke up and looked at the world and said, yummy. China is turning outwards. It wants to be the dominant world power in technology and military power, and it's challenging us. And President Trump ran for office on the premise that we have to be able to meet the Chinese challenge. So I think the future of the West will depend on whether the West rises to the occasion and asserts its cultural and technological superiority over the Chinese system, or the Chinese system becomes the dominant system in a world which would, I promise you, not be a particularly nice place to live in.
You are the author of the book on the topic. It is You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sinoform the World. Get it today if you want to understand the threat that is the premier strategic threat to our nation. I have to ask you, David, as somebody who's followed these issues for decades, it's still stunning to me. I mean, I had the scales fall from my eyes when I was in the White House, read the intel, realized every other threat is manageable. China's the number one threat. Why did it take a non-Sinologist, a non-China expert, and a non-politician to wake us up? What was it about the elite on both left and right since Nixon that kind of bought into this, oh, China's just democratizing in a weird way?
Well, China's a bumblebee that can't fly. My old boss at Bear Stearns, Ace Greenberg, liked to say, we'll be fine if we don't mistake our own BO for perfume. And in the West, we assume that ours is the only way to do things, and if people do things differently, they'll fail, and they'll only succeed to the extent that they do things our way. Now, the Chinese system has been around for thousands of years. It has strengths and weaknesses. But unfortunately, some of its strengths have come to the surface. And because of what I would call our own narcissism, we have ignored the fact that China really can challenge us. Now,
explain that to us. Explain what you mean by our narcissism was the issue. What was the fallacy we had convinced ourselves of?
China is a ruthless meritocracy. We say no child left behind. They say only the exceptional survive. They filter their population through a rigorous and murderous school system. They put 10 million kids a year through a forced march for the college entrance exam, of which they select half to go to university, and they cherry pick their elite out of the very best. Imagine if we had a government composed entirely of national merit scholars. Now, yeah. Bill Buckley famously said he'd rather be governed by the first 100 people in the Boston phone book than by the faculty of Harvard University.
That was Buckley? I agree with that. That was Buckley?
That was Bill Buckley.
That was Buckley.
It's a great line.
Yes.
And I believe in democracy, not because it's more efficient, but because that's the way I want to live. I want my rights to be respected, even if occasionally we elect a numbskull like, say, Joe Biden to public office. I'm willing to take that risk. The Chinese approach is we are filtering the smartest people, and they will make the decisions for everybody else. Now, democracies over the long run always do better, but there are short-term periods, like under President Obama, where democracies pick the wrong guy, and we end up having a period of decline. And authoritarian governments run by sharp and ambitious and ruthless people can leapfrog us.
And
Germany versus France in 1940.
in the last 30 seconds we have in this segment, but David is staying with us, this argument that we heard from Obama last week that America is the laughing stock of the world in the last 4 years and he had brought it prestige. Your response, David Goldman?
Yeah, how come President Trump got a peace deal in the Middle East that Obama couldn't get for all those years?
Good response. Living in the real world, that's why he is David P. Goldman. Follow him on Twitter, David P. Goldman, and order his new book right now. It's got a blurb by some chappy called Gawker on the back. I think it must be good. It's called You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sinoform the World. Back with David after this break. In the meantime, don't forget, YouTube, subscribe today. We are breaking records with our segments, our interviews, our monologues. Hit the subscription button, hit the notifications bell twice, and you won't have fear of missing out. You won't have FOMO. Do it today. This is America First. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
We're playing as time goes by, reminiscing about what a certain Humphrey Bogart said to a certain Major Strasser, that there are parts of New York you would be unwise to invade. We have been discussing New York, the plight of the Big Apple, with our good friend David Goldman in the break, the author of the new book, You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sinoform the World. Follow him right now, David P. Goldman. And after you do that, check out Mike Lindell's incredible webpage. He's building an empire at MyPillow.com. Incredible products. We swear by them. The president uses them. So do all of my guys. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A for up to 50% off. You can call them 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. David, you think Manhattan will come back, New York will come back, despite the epic mismanagement by Cuomo?
We always go through cycles. We allow a bozo like de Blasio in, the left takes over, ruins the city. Then we get somebody like Rudy Giuliani, who saved the city 20 years ago. And the whole thing comes back again. So we go through cycles here.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think New Yorkers are some of the most resilient Americans out there. So none of this, the new normal. Thank you very much. Get back to business. Okay, David, we have to ask you, just to put everything in geopolitical perspective. I don't want to really go there because it's a frightening thought. If we do our part, the president will be reelected. He'll get a second term. We will make America great again. But just as a thought experiment, what would a Biden administration look like, especially in terms of our peer competitor and adversary, China?
Well, think of Biden as an animatron for big tech. The difference, of course, is that if he really were an animatron, he'd remember things. Biden's political base is the main source of wealth creation of the United States in the last 20 years, which, of course, is big tech. Big tech doesn't want to challenge China. They want to be assimilated. The Boer come along and say, we will assimilate you. And big tech says, what's the catch? They simply want into the Chinese market, which is 1.5 billion people, fastest rate of economic growth. So they want that market. So Biden will say, China will make a deal with you. We'll let Huawei do whatever it wants. We'll get rid of restrictions on technological exports. We'll make it easy for you if you give our guys a piece of the action. And that's how the Chinese empire has worked from the beginning. A barbarian comes along at the border. Remember, we to the Chinese are the barbarians. And they say, what's going to happen? The Chinese say, well, you've got two choices. Either we kill you all or you assimilate. You become part of us and you get to do business and you get a piece of our action.
And what does that mean for the average American eventually, David?
It means that we never restore the 10 million industrial jobs we lost between 2000 and 2015. It means Americans are poor, less secure, and there will be a name for an American who works for a Chinese, and that's employed.
Yeah, yeah. We will become a tributary nation. Is that a fair way to represent the future of that administration's relationship?
Yeah, we'll be tenant farmers for the Chinese landlords, working off their technology, their finance, their goods, and will be under a Chinese gun.
And so what is the correct response? I've asked you this before. It is in your book, but we need to double down. 8 days away from this nation's decision to choose the president either as a reelected incumbent or the Beijing Biden, as I call him, for a second Trump term. What has to happen in our China policy, David Goldman?
If, as I hope, President Trump is reelected, the first thing you should do is go to Rice University in Houston, Texas, and stand where JFK stood when he announced the Moonshot Program and announce a set of dramatic Manhattan-style moonshot projects to assert our absolute dominance in key fields of technology, space-based missile defense, artificial intelligence, drone swarms, quantum computing. There's a whole list of them. Because our creativity, our capacity to innovate, to embrace the unknown unknowns, will always give us an edge, even over the serried ranks of Chinese engineers pouring out of Chinese universities.
We've done it.
We've done it before.
We can do it again. Read the plan. David P. Goldman's You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sinoform the World. David P. Goldman on Twitter. God bless. Thank you, David. We're going to take your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Who eats enough fruits and vegetables? I mean, honestly, be honest. Well, you can. Not with some kind of cheesy synthetic pill, but natural, whole food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature provides you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody's that healthy, except you. If you buy Balance of Nature right now, Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping from his incredible product. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, balanceofnature.com.
Deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America first with Dr. G.
The call board is lit up. Call us. Sound off. 833-33-GORKA. G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Dear friends, the election is underway. Early in-person voting has started in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, just to name a few. The good news is that you are turning out in record numbers. We'll be discussing them with Hogan Gidley in our final hour today. And there are many more states where early in-person voting has begun or is just about to. We need all of you listening to show up and show up early to figure out where and how. Go to this incredible website, KeepAmericaAmerica.com. The people at the Job Creators Network are providing the most up-to-date voting information, information you can rely upon. The 2016 election was decided by just thousands of votes, not millions. Over 400,000 of you have already gone to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. I want to see that number reach or exceed 1 million. Let's make this the biggest get-out-the-vote campaign in conservative history. Visit KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Commit to take several of your friends to the polls. Do a little, do a lot. Just do your part. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Straight to your calls. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Georgia. Robert, first call of the day.
I do appreciate your time and talent, sir. Thank you much.
Time and talent. I like that. Time and talent. Go ahead.
I work at these things, dear sir. I work at these things.
Good. We like alliteration. Alliteration is good. Carry on.
Always. I've got to correct your Chinese reference a few moments ago. Throughout history, since the American Revolutionary War, the country that has won every war has been able to establish a blockade on its enemy. China now is in the unique position of being able to establish a worldwide blockade on anybody it wants to by a single phone call to their ports. In other words, if they want to cut off, for example, the United States, China just needs to make one telephone call. All exports from China to the U.S. stop, dead, end, over with. They have established a blockade of 60 to 80% of American manufactured products that are made in China by one phone call. They don't need a navy. They don't need a blockade. They don't need overseas influence and ports or anything.
Robert, in theory, that's absolutely true. But in practice, it's irrelevant because China ceases to exist. If they cease to export to us and sell us their junk, China collapses.
No, I disagree. See, China would need us to be profitable and economic and all of that. But look, they killed 60 million Chinese back under Mao, and those are the same people in charge now. If they tell their countrymen, if they tell their nation, sorry, you're going to go back to eating rice because we are at war, their country will say, okay, fine, we're at war.
No, not true. Not true. Because back under Mao, everybody ate rice. In the last 30 years, you have seen such an incredible generation of wealth for certain parts of the Chinese culture, especially in Guangdong province, that, you know, the biggest Mercedes-Benz dealership in the world isn't in Monaco, it's actually in China. So the idea that suddenly you can throttle it all back and say to all those people who become very rich and very comfortable as quasi-middle class or first class rich individuals, say, sorry guys, it's rice and beans for you, means that they would actually have a potential civil war on their hands. So the geopolitical situation has changed. Yes, you're right. The fact that so many ports around the world are under Chinese control, including in America, is an outrage. But as our good friend Stephen Moore says, if we catch a sniffle in America, China catches the flu. They cannot function without double-digit growth for the next 20 years. Otherwise, their internal stability is threatened in a lethal fashion, and that is what they are most afraid of.
I grant. I had wanted to point out the difference in numbers for people actually showing up. On Free Republic, we're looking at videos of all of Biden's campaign events, the ones that he went to back in September.
Uh-huh.
And he appeared in front of a total of 98 people since Labor Day to September 30. And that's if you
had everybody together. You counted everybody in all of his events?
Oh, yeah.
That's fabulous.
people.
That's fabulous.
Not places. Now, two.
So 98 people in total for all of Biden's events.
Correct. Well, that includes the two people that were on stage with him during the debate.
That's priceless.
One of his attendees. Now, in October, he has done a little bit better. A couple days back, he actually had 140 cars in a parking lot.
But maybe most of those were just going shopping. You don't know, right? They could have been just going to get some.
We don't know. They were isolated. So I'll grant him that he had 140 drivers. He had a campaign event with Harris in Phoenix, and nobody showed up.
I know.
Biden's orator came back. Obama was in Philadelphia and had five people at an event.
That was perhaps the most embarrassing thing. That was Friday, I think, or Thursday, that photograph that the former president of the United States, who hasn't been out of office for 20 years or 30 years, who just left the White House 4 years ago, was dragged out of watching ESPN to do an event for Biden, and he had six people in the audience. Great, Robert, what a great idea. He sat down, he watched the videos of every Biden event in September, counted the audience, it totaled 98 individuals. Which channel was it? It was that YouTube channel that shows all of the debates live that said the line for the restroom at this Trump event is larger than any Biden event. What a great... That's real metrics. Who cares about the polls? That's real metrics. Scott, Dave, Jenny, Ron, don't go anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from just outside the swamp from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't read talking points. I've lived it for more than a year and a half. For 9 years, for almost a decade, I had been plagued by a lower back pain issue that simply would not go away, whatever I did. Pete and Seth Talbot came to me and said, try this product. I did. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I am still pain-free. After my recent knee surgery, the same thing. I doubled up on my Relief Factor, and I'm so grateful I did. If you are suffering from pain caused by inflammation, this product targets the source of your pain, the inflammation. You've waited long enough. You deserve to find out if this product could work for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than $1 a day. What can you get for $1 a day? Nothing except potential liberation from your pain. Call them 800-500-8384 or ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Eric's back, so we have lots of video cuts. Let's play one of them from the president in New Hampshire. Video cut one, just a reminder of the stakes at play. Eric, cut one.
How can he make a deal with China when he's taking a lot of money out of China, right? For himself and his family. His son walked away with $1.5 billion. He gets fees on $1.5 billion. So how can a guy like that, seriously?
Seriously, how can a guy who's in bed with the communist Chinese regime be running for president? And there's much more to follow this week. Stay tuned here. Big, big stories. But we love taking your calls. Let's go to Georgia again. Arnold, line one.
How you doing, Mr. Sir Gorka?
No, sir, but thank you for calling. What's the question?
The question is, I don't know the time factor wise. I've been watching y'all's news, and why would Trump get up in the middle of a speak of 60 minutes? Is it a possibility that the conspiracy of Hunter Biden OD'ing, or no one in knowing of the media and where is Hunter, no one is even talking about.
You're losing me. Sorry, what's your question again? Can you rephrase it? I don't understand. Hunter ODing? What are you asking?
Yeah, that's what's going on the news. And so what we're curious about watching.
Which news? What news is saying Hunter Biden is OD?
The Blazing Press.
The Blaze?
Jeff,
is Blaze and Fox reporting that Hunter Biden is OD'd?
No, I think we would have heard about that.
You need to stick to reliable sources. Let's post Eric R. 14 most reliable news sources. Let's put that up on Twitter and Facebook. Check him out, Arnold. Ignore the fake news. Ignore the tinfoil hattery. Let's go to somebody who's been waiting patiently. Scott in California, line two.
Yes, Dr. Gorka. I have a $1,000 challenge for you, and all you have to do is say one word. And the $1,000 will go to feed the poor, which is a great charity that you have. But the word you have to say is fascist. And what I've noticed is all of us, including your guests before, we call people communists, we call them the left, we say they're the extremist left, the radical socialist. But if we could just add the word fascist, because that's what they are, the fascist.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same thing, but I've used the word fascist to describe them in terms of their behavior all the time. But fascism and communism are not the same. There are differences in terms of focus on the working class and state control of corporations. But Scott, I use it liberally. Follow me on social media, especially when it comes to the fake news industrial complex. They are a bunch of fascists. And let's remember, the man who invented fascism was Mussolini. Huh, isn't that curious? Look it up and look up what fascism really means. Thank you, Scott. Send that $1,000 to Food for the Poor. Back with much, much more here on America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.